اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Brothers and sisters, we really welcome you all. Here we are with Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah, students of Sevier International School. So, brothers, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. So today, inshallah, we will talk about verses number 53 and 54 of Surah Ali Imran on page 57. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRIB English Radio. As you're listening, let's everyone all together go and listen to the recitation of these two ayatain.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana amanna bima أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
Nice one. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. I really enjoyed. How about you? Did
yes.
you enjoy? Okay. Now we will recite inshallah and we all will enjoy our own recitation. Okay? I'll recite. Make sure you repeat after me. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين.
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين.
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
أحسنتم والله خير الماكرين. Okay. ربنا آمنا. The حواريون, right? The disciples, they said, ربنا, our Lord, آمنا. We believe. بما, in what you أنزلت, sent down. واتبعنا الرسول, and we follow the apostle, the messenger, Prophet Isa عليه السلام. فَكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So write us among the witnesses. So, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. The Jews, okay? The people who did not follow Prophet Isa alayhi salam, right? The Jews. So they did what? They, Allah, plotted, okay? They planned a lot to do something to harm Prophet Isa alayhi salam, to do something to make him stop preaching the religion of his, the religion of Allah Almighty, okay? They did a lot to kill even Prophet Isa alayhi salam with his Hawariyun, with his friends, disciples. Okay, for what? Wamakaru, they did this. Wamakar Allah, Allah Almighty also did his plan. They did a lot of plans, okay? They planned a lot of things. Okay? Tomorrow, this time, we'll kill him. Tomorrow, this time, we'll do this. Tomorrow, blah, 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 like this. They wanted to do a lot of things. Allah Almighty also planned here. What did Allah Almighty plan? To protect him. So who is the winner?
Allah.
Huh? Almighty.
Allah Almighty. Yes. So, Wallahu khayrul makirin. Come on. Wallahu khayrul makirin. Allah is the one who knows best how to plan. Not you. Yeah? I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to the Jews who were plotting against Prophet Isa alayhi salam. So, guys, we all have to know this, okay, that whenever we plan something, okay, it's us who plans, okay? And once Allah Almighty plans, so the plans that Allah Almighty makes, okay, the things that Allah Almighty, the decisions that Allah Almighty make, okay, they are much stronger, not comparable, because he has the all knowledge, he knows the goodnesses, the badnesses, the future, the effects, the impact, whatever, okay? Allah Almighty knows everything, and if he plans, it's better, yes?
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
Yes. So we all have to ask Allah Almighty, inshallah, to plan us, to give us this confidence, to give us this belief, okay? To understand, to give us this knowledge, to understand that Allah Almighty is the one who knows everything. Allah Almighty is the one who plans best for us, okay? In the ziyarat of Aminullah, we have one dua. It's very important. I want you to refer, brothers and sisters. I just read it, okay? I want you to refer to the explanation. Allahumma faj'al nafsi mutma'innatan biqadarik, radiyatan biqada'ik, till the end. Refer to this dua, read the translation. It's amazing. Okay? I want you, inshallah. So, guys, let's move on with the important tajweed rules, inshallah. And yeah, into the tafsir books as well. They are available. Inshallah, you can refer and study more about these verses.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, Rabbana, I think the very first important point is the pronunciation of the letter Ra. What do you think?
Yes.
It should be the letter Ra, yes? Yeah. Because it's important. Sometimes it's pronounced heavily, sometimes it's pronounced
Tafkhimurra,
Tarqiqurra. We have here, as Fawad said, it is
Tafkhimurra.
We don't have Tafkhim. We have Tafkhim. Oh, you want it? Oh, it's month of Ramadan. Maybe, yeah, we sometimes feel dizzy and we will make mistakes. That's okay. That's natural. That's natural. I feel you. I understand you. Rabbana amanna. So the mad on Rabbana and the word Rabbana at the end. And you see there is a Hamza in the next word. So is that mad, wajib, or jais? What do you think?
It's jais.
Jais, jais munfasil.
Yeah.
You're in separate words. Rabbana amanna. You can stop. Skip the mad. You can stretch the mad. You're allowed to. Amanna nun mushaddad. Right, Hassan?
Yes.
Bima anzalta. Again, mad plus a hamza. Again. Jaiz munfasil. You are allowed to stretch or skip it. Right? Very simple. Wattaba'na. Wattaba'na ar-rasul. Aha. There is an important rule. Sometimes we make mistake. Wattaba'na ar-rasul. Instead of reciting this way, you gotta skip that mad. join عين sorry noon to أرى واتبعنا الرسول بعنا الرسول right
yes
واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا what must say this
قلقلة
فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين right مع الشاهدين no شاهدين فاكتبنا I mean that با okay by ساكن فوات bounce the sound that was great next one next ayah one more thing فوات always reminds me thank you so much what's that
مد عارض للسكون
مد العارض للسكون great مع الشاهدين when you stop here because there is a long vowel e sound you can stretch it right
yes.
فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين right yeah. and when you stop the harakat of noon the fatha changes to
سكون
ومكروا ومكر الله right مكروا has an u sound مكر الله has a heavy sound الله because there is a fatha before let's review the rules if based on the تفخيم and ترقيق of letters okay heavy and light letters so the letter lam basically it is a light letter yes it's a light letter
yes
a sound lam لا إله إلا الله right لا but there are two cases for lam if alinasil let's review if there is a fatha or kasra before the word Allah we are talking about the lam the letter lam in the word Allah or Allahumma
yes
if we got a fatha or a dhamma before the word Allah so the letter lam in the word Allah will be pronounced with a heavy sound with an a sound
yes
like what Like what this one here, huh? Look, maka, ra, then Allah. Maka, read it.
Maka Allah.
Maka Allah. Heavy sound, yes?
Yes.
Or in the previous ayah, nahnu ansarullah, right?
Yes.
So, if we have a kasra sound, yeah, you have to pronounce it with. A light sound.
Light sound.
La, like here in the previous ayah we had. Amanna billah. Bismillah.
Habibullah.
Habibullah. Yeah, my name. Yeah, it's heavy. Good job. Thank you so much for the example. So, wa makaru wa makarallah. That was the rule, okay? You mentioned. There is a word, sila, on the top. Sala, do you see that? Huh?
Yes.
Sala tells us what? It's a sign of stopping.
Yes.
It says you can stop.
No.
Right?
Both. Better to continue.
Better to continue.
Better to continue, but you can stop also.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do it. Okay. We have one, something just the opposite of this. Sala and?
Qila.
Qila. Qila tells us?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Good job. So, Wallahu. Now here, look. While we have... which has a fatha in the word Allah. The letter lam in the word Allah will be pronounced with a heavy sound. Wallahu khayrul makirin. Make sure kha is important, okay? You have to pronounce it with a heavy sound when it has a fatha. Khayrul makirin. All right? Makirin. That's all. You can stretch the sound. Madur aril lissukun. So, now that we know all the tajweed rules in these two verses, ayatain, okay, let's go on and repeat. I'll repeat the reading, okay? The recitation. Make sure you repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Ready?
Yes. Yes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us with IRIB English Radio. And we really recommend you stay with us in the coming stations, inshallah, the same day, the same time, tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be here with you. Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, thank you so much for being with us. See you, inshallah, in the coming stations. Is there any questions? Anything to say?
No.
Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be here with you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان